Hi, and welcome to this teaching on how to meditate. This CD is full of teachings on how to set up a basic practice and how to start the technique of meditation. There are no guided meditations on this CD. I've got a separate guided meditation CD on that, so the two work well in conjunction with each other. And this CD will go through all of the main points that I cover in my 2.5 day introduction retreat, which many of you who are listening to this will have been on. So obviously not in quite as much detail, but it'll be a good reminder for those that have been on the retreat, and also a good introduction for anybody intending to either come on one of my retreats or go on indeed any other meditation retreat. Now, for those who don't know me, just a quick introduction. My name is Peter Radcliffe. And I've been really doing meditation since I was quite young. Indeed, I was quite interested even as a young child, which was quite odd. But as I grew up, I worked in Asia and got interested in Thai meditation. I then went on to learn all about Hinduism, a little bit of Islam, and eventually Tibetan Buddhism. And since then, I've done a number of retreats, the longest one being around 9 months, in which I did solitary meditation. Then I've been teaching meditation again for about 10 years, although at first only just locally, and now I'm holding retreats, which I've been doing for a couple of years now. So that's me in a nutshell, and on with learning how to meditate. So let's look firstly at the principles of meditation, which is my summation of the underlying ideas and principles of why meditation works and how it works. The first of these principles is the principle of habituation. In other words, if you build up a habit of meditation, then you're more likely to have a calmer state of mind. So basically, practice makes perfect. And this makes perfect sense. The brain obviously grows through creating first of all neural pathways, and then those are reinforced the more you use it. So when you ride a bike, at first you're very wobbly and uncoordinated, but gradually you sort of wire those circuits into your brain to be able to pedal and keep your balance, and then the more you do it, eventually it becomes totally unconscious and you can ride a bike in your sleep, so to speak. Well, with meditation, if you meditate every day, then every day you're reinforcing patterns of happiness and peace and quietness in your mind and wisdom and flexibility. And what happens is by doing it every day, those neural networks, I guess, get stronger and stronger. So after a couple of months, you might find yourself doing normal activities, I don't know, walking down the street or at work or washing up, and you find that you automatically go into those same sorts of patterns, often more at an unconscious level, so you find yourself feeling more peaceful than ever before. And this is simply because you've reinforced those patterns so much that you start sort of going into them naturally. And of course, when you sit down to meditate, it's very easy to get into that meditation state, and then you can obviously take it deeper. So that's the principle of habituation. The second is the principle of wisdom or insight, and that is that we very rarely look inside our mind and work out why we're thinking the thoughts that we're thinking. And yet meditation is totally this. It's about taking a break from the external world and taking your attention onto the internal world of firstly your body, but then probably more importantly the thoughts and the emotions that are going on. And by observing them, obviously insights occur. You realize the cause of thoughts and emotion. You realize how they come to be. And then from those insights, you begin to understand how you can stop the causes of restlessness, agitation, anger, frustration, all those negative emotions, and start or initiate the causes of the more positive emotions. So that's the principle of wisdom. And then the final principle is that of love or compassion. I call it open-heartedness. It's simply a connection between people where you want to help people. And this is kind of a little bit more complicated because at first you wonder what in the heck has love got to do with achieving a state of peace. And the reason is because one of the causes of a restless mind, or actually the cause of a restless mind, is clinging, which manifests itself as either attachment or aversion, wanting something or pushing something away, which means the present moment isn't perfect, you need something or you want to get rid of something. And this is caused by the desire to reinforce the ego and get more for the ego. In other words, another word is selfishness. And open-heartedness is the complete opposite to selfishness. It is selflessness. So it's not necessarily about being a martyr, but it is about working toward the benefit of everybody, including yourself, but everybody in general. And definitely, of course, stopping those actions that are harmful to others. So what we do is, as we develop love and compassion, we are directly working on that selfishness, and in fact causing the opposite, which is unselfishness. This in turn reduces the clinging to the ego and the desire, which reduces attachment and aversion, and then allows our mind to be peaceful with whatever is at the moment, which then allows for a deeper state of meditation. So that in a nutshell is how open-heartedness works in creating a more peaceful mind. So that's a real brief look at the three principles of meditation.